Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys, and good morning. Happy Thursday to everybody. Man, I woke up this morning, tons of energy, and had a great dream. A message, I think, not only for me, but for us all, right? And just remember, too, I teach meditation. I'm a life and spiritual coach to let you know what I do. I'm also an entrepreneur, right? And so the message I woke up with this morning is, Cherie, please let everyone know to be a philanthropist or have the attitude of giving and receiving to help everybody. Please help everybody, tell everyone or share with everyone that to be a philanthropist, and I use that word, that's not a word I typically use, okay? And a philanthropist, you know, a philanthropy does not have to be huge, it can be daily. That was a big, strong feeling, not the words that I got with it. So, being a philanthropist or having a feeling of philanthropy, you know, for instance, and I said this the other day, it's funny because I got it. When you go to the pet store, because I love animals, right? So I'm always going to the pet store to get stuff from the dogs. And you know, pay it forward. Get something maybe that you can drop off at a shelter. If dogs are what you're into. For kids, you know, if you want to help kids with or people with cancer, I'm drawn to children, then do something, you know, that you can donate your time. And, you know, money's great, but time is also great, right? So you call and say, hey, when is your next whatever? But donate a dollar to helping a fund or something like that. But the idea of philanthropy is amazing. And the message that I also got with it is when you do that, what happens is it opens you up, opens your heart up to receive more, okay? So it's not only about giving, it's about receiving, right? When you give to someone or a situation or organization, you're also allowing yourself to receive more, okay? And it's a circle of life, right? It's just a circle of spirituality, whatever you want to say. And so I wanted to share with you guys that's something that I got. The other thing is they were showing me pages of goals because I write my goals down every day, right? And I write them down. I am grateful. So if you can't write them down, then I would suggest that you do. Big suggestion, not because I know it all, because I don't. It's a journey, right? But I do know that when I've written my goals down like this, then they start happening really fast. I have shared the idea of my home, my new home I just got last month in January. And one of the things about it is that I am able to have this kind of home because I put it down. I want a backyard with a fence. I want 3 bedrooms. I want a pool. I want a jacuzzi, my own. And because when I come back from running, I'm getting ready to go run. Yay. I can jump into the pool, you know, with or without a bathing suit because it's private. And so that's something there. The other thing to you is that I look back at my goals, like from a year ago, and, you know, I wanted to have I had to start all over again, by the way, just so you know, it's an entrepreneur for you, right? So I started out with wanting $5,000 a month, and I upped it to $7,000 a month. And I'm saying this to you guys now because this is so important. I want to create $500,000 a month income. And I'm going to go net income, right? And so net monthly income, is that even a qualified then? Because I pay the IRS, I always do, right? Just so clarify that. And and the more money you make, the more you have to pay. And that's the right thing to do. And maybe you're saying, well, you know, people that are really wealthy, forget about it. Just forget about it. Because if you have money and you donate, you know what? That can be something as a write-off. However, my accountant does it, okay? And I got a great accountant. And and you do it because you want to give, not to get a tax write-off. Okay, just qualify that. So forget about that. I'm worried. I won't. Forget about that. Just jump in and do your passion, right, if you want to be an entrepreneur. but do it with an open heart, giving and receiving. Because when you give, you open your heart to receive more. Just know that. And you don't do it to get something. You don't do it that because it's better for you tax-wise. And it is, but you do it because you want to help your brothers and your sisters do. And I got that so strong to tell you guys today. I'm getting ready to go run. Wrote my goals down. First thing I did when I woke up this morning, before I brushed my teeth, before I washed my face, I wrote it down. And now I've got this new notebook or a composition book, and I got to go and use the back pages now. So I am grateful for my health. I am grateful for my relationship. I am grateful to Brand Tree Abbott and Angel Coaches around the world in every social media and because some places don't have internet. So I'm grateful to have a cow, camel, horsey that I can ride on to get to those places to share with them about being the best life and spiritual coach that can serve them, serve humanity. And I want to reach, I want everyone to know Tree Abbott, Angel Coaches. My goal is 7.3 billion people. Right? I got that. I didn't know how many people were out there, but Grant Cardone said 7.3 billion. I was like, wowzer. And I'm going to do that. And I'm on my way. I've got Blog Talk Radio. I've got another radio show. I've got other things that I'm doing. That's Spotify, iTunes, everything like that. I'm on my way, right? And I will get there. I am going there. And it's the journey. And I don't know how it's going to happen, guys. I really don't. I don't know exactly how I'm going to make $500,000 a month, but I am. And I'm going to be able to help so many more with that. And, I told this last night on the show that I did. Living in the now, and I've got more goals. I'm grateful to help kids with cancer and people with cancer. I was like, look, they're kids and people. I saw this video I watch before I go to bed. I watch a rescue animal video. I meditate, and, you know, because they save the rescue animals. And for some reason, I don't usually do this before I go to bed, but I did. I watched a little girl who has cancer, and it's terminal. And she goes, well, it's out of my lungs, but it's in my leg, and it's never going away. And she goes, this is the hardest video to do. And she said, I'm going to die. And we all are, aren't we? And she goes, we need to do something to find a cure for cancer. And she goes, I'm scared. And she goes, oh, man, I'm crying. She said, I'm going to go visit the places that I've visited before and have been the happiest, New York, Europe. I think she says England, Paris. She's got a great English accent, an Australian one. But she goes, I'm doing that. And she was in tears. Last night I found another way that I can help kids with cancer, or people with cancer, donating money, time, and meditations, because I create meditations. And I've been able to see angels around people since I was 3. So if you guys want a reading with me, I'm going to give a portion of that to this cancer place. Anyway, I can't even think of it now because I'm excited. And I want to leave on a high note. But she said, I'm going to live my life. I'm living in the now. And she says, I want to show you my socks with avocados on them. I thought, what a sweet way to leave this that video. I don't know what's happened to her. I don't even know if she's still here, right? But she is somewhere because life is forever. And that's what I do feel. All right, I love you guys. Good luck today. Write your goals down. Go exercise. I'm getting ready to run. I'm working with clients, and my guy is calling me. I'm grateful for my relationship. I say that I'm grateful because it's happening now. I'm grateful to do whatever I can, and I'm so grateful to talk to you guys, to those who listen now or later, and I love you once again. Have a great now. Bye.